Blog Talk Radio.
You deserve it, so claim yours today. Good love. Is your relationship everything you want it to be? Are you living a fulfilled, passionate life empowered with choices that ignite you to the next level? Good love makes your whole life better. So join America's good love doctor, Dr. Brenda Wade, on a journey to your healthiest life yet. A regular on Dr. Oz and Dr. Drew, she's appeared on Oprah, Good Morning America, and is featured in countless publications from USA Today to Essence Magazine. The creator of life-changing Get Unstuck Now, Love, Money, and Save a Seminars, she's counseled millions, but today she's here just for you with the hottest topics, guests, and trends. This is Good Love with Dr. Brenda Wade.
Hi there, everyone. Welcome to our program. We have a very special program today, and you're going to ask yourself, gee, what does this have to do with good love? Well, let me explain why women's success in the workplace is a vital part of women and their male counterparts, be it at work, be it at home, whether you're in a married, same gender, single, whatever state of relationship you're in, this show will have something for you because we just had some shocking news from Silicon Valley. Guess what? The home of progress and innovation has a dark secret. Women and people of color are being underhired in Silicon Valley. And we're going to talk about that with our guest today, Karen Sklar, from Blue Wolf. I'll tell you more about Karen in just a moment, but she's going to fill us in on what this problem is all about, that we are not seeing enough women in the workplace in Silicon Valley of all places. All right. So on our show every single week, you know that we focus on why good love is essential to your greatness. It might be much better for the love lives of those women who are not being hired if they could get hired and have a good job and feel good about themselves. But one of the things that is absolutely true is that we have to let go of what happened and work through what happened back then so we're fully available for success and love in the present. So on our program, we have a mantra that we do every single week, and I want you to do this mantra with me right now. I am worthy. Say that to yourself or say it out loud if you can. And I am deserving. Say it out loud or to yourself, I am deserving. And I love me unconditionally. I am worthy. I am deserving. I love me unconditionally. It's the secret, the inside secret to self-love. It's one of the ways we can generate good love in our love lives, but it is also a key to success because the higher our self-esteem, the better able we are to make progress in the workplace. And believe me, I'm standing on hard science here. People with high self-esteem have better love lives and better success. It makes sense, doesn't it? So let me tell you a little bit about our guest this week. We have Karen Sklar, who is the Chief Marketing Officer at Blue Wolf, and she's occupied that position since 2006 to the present. She runs the global marketing organization at Blue Wolf. She's responsible for corporate marketing, branding, communications, marketing strategy, marketing programs. She leads the digital marketing consulting group, and in addition to marketing, she runs the Global Alliances Community, which includes some companies you've never heard of, like Salesforce.com. And before joining Blue Wolf, she produced profitable marketing campaigns that touched virtually every home in America. And I love this. She's a homegirl. She received her Bachelor of Arts degree in journalism and intermediate arts from Mills College right here in the Bay Area. And it's a pleasure to welcome to the show Corinne Sklar. Hi, Corinne.
Hello, Dr. Wade. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure. And we've got this story coming out of Silicon Valley. Have you got any data on what the numbers really look like?
Absolutely. I think you framed it very well, Dr. Wade. This is, here we are, Silicon Valley. A hotbed of innovation. And whether you're a woman in business and technology or you have daughters going into school who want to get into innovation, I think this data that's coming out around what's happening here in Silicon Valley is really shocking. And some of the stats that we're seeing is in major tech companies like Yahoo, LinkedIn, and Google, we are seeing under 40% of women being put in positions inside these organizations. So what that means is women are really being underrepresented in major tech corporations within Silicon Valley.
So under 40%?
And in some cases at Google, we're seeing 30% are women at Google and at LinkedIn, we're seeing a higher number, around 39% are women. But this does not reflect this ecosystem or, you know, nationally of what we should be seeing inside of these major tech companies.
Well, of course, we should be seeing 50-50. It should be
exactly
equal representation. So we've got quite a ways to go there. Go ahead.
Yeah, in addition, I think it's not just that we're seeing women underrepresented in these organizations, but it's also a question of what roles are they taking in these organizations. We're seeing higher level of positions in more administrative roles versus, as we know, at board seat levels or C-level positions. And I think that is also something that people aren't really looking at. What are the types of roles women are really taking inside these organizations? And again, you know, over the last few months, we've heard a lot around Twitter and some of these organizations around some of the board representation. But I think across the board, we're seeing just the low numbers here in Silicon Valley. And I think it's the timing is very interesting as we go into this week, as maybe folks know in the Bay Area, there's the largest software conference taking place next week here at Moscone, which is Dreamforce, which is Salesforce.com's user conference.
Yeah, and that is a massive, massive conference. So all eyes are on technology. But Corinne, tell our audience a little bit about you. You have a very interesting background. How did you find your way as a woman into this area that we're actually saying, hey, there are not that many women? How did you get there?
Yeah, it's funny that how things happen. I don't necessarily think there's always a prescription around how you find yourself in your career. And I think first thing I think was very lucky was I come from an immigrant family. My family on my father's side is from Cuba. And I think that's a very interesting, you know, background in the fact that we fled during the revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and it was all around finding your voice in the new world. And in my family specifically, there were five very accomplished women, and these were role models as I grew up. And I think that whether I realized it or not, I saw very strong women around me my whole life. I never decided when I got older and I went into college that I wanted to go to a women's college or that I wanted to get involved in women's issues. I just naturally saw confident women, and I was driven towards never asking for things. I just kind of, if I saw opportunity, I went for it. And I think those having those role models at a very young age really helped kind of to lead a path. Absolutely, attending Mills College was a critical juncture for me. It is a private women's college, and it really just brought to the forefront discussions around women in business. And I think that was the second major kind of catapult that got me involved in women issues. And then third, I think one thing very in particular was my father was an entrepreneur, and he was an entrepreneur in technology, and he pushed me in math and science at his very young age. And here I am, I've been in the Silicon Valley for 10 years plus now, and I was very technical. And I believe that, it just all came to be being in the Valley here. But I was very fortunate that our CEO here at Blue Wolf, which is a global consulting firm, really saw something in me. And I don't think it was a gender thing at the time, but he really wanted to give me an opportunity to help, build this global practice. And here we are now as, 14 offices around the world. And, I think that was a big juncture.
Now, things that's really clear that I just picked out of your story is you had those strong women role models and you had a dad who said, hey, you can do this. And it's necessary. I know that this is one of the proven ingredients. Everybody, you may want to write this down, because at the end of our program, I'm also going to share three very important things you can do if you are a woman and you want to advance in any career, but especially in the corporate world. And Corinne just named one of those things. You need role models that translate into mentorship. There has to be someone on your success team who's going to support you, push you, pull you, lift you up, show you the path. And Corinne, you had that in your own family, so that is wonderful. Many people don't, as you know. Please carry on.
Yeah, I had that not only in my family, but also in my work career. So sometimes your mentors and your role models might not be other women. I've been mentored by men most of my career, which is one of the reasons why I started a group called the Women's Innovators Network. And we are hosting an event here in conjunction with Salesforce.com's conference, Dreamforce, to honor women who are leading innovation inside organizations. And one of the things, again, is, sometimes those mentors can be anyone. And I think one of the things that I've seen being in technology is really trying to call out women that are leading change inside of large enterprises. And we are seeing a ton of that today. Yes.
Yeah, that is so important, because for those women who are looking on, who hear those women's stories, who hear their names, who hear of their accomplishments, it's a way of saying, hey, somebody, at least of my gender, is making her way, and that means I can do it too. That is a very essential kind of encouragement. That's a really great reason to have this WEN luncheon. It's so inspiring. And for me, I come from a family with five sisters, and I used to look at our family. My dad and my brother were just so outgunned. And here's my mother with six daughters. We completely ran the household. And I think that also, having a very woman-dominated environment, I'm such a champion for women, and having two daughters, I'm like, go, go, go.
Right.
Women need to develop themselves in every conceivable way. It's so important. So, Corinne,
absolutely,
if you were to give advice from your vantage point, looking at these numbers, now everybody knows these numbers dovetail with the big fight that's going on to get gender equality just in pay.
Right.
Paid the same amount for the same work. What is your take on what we need to do, both within organizations? We've talked about mentorship, we've talked about support, but what about preparation? how do we get prepared for success in the workplace? And you know that I emphasize success in the workplace can also be an important part of success at home and that important successful relationship that I want everybody to have.
Absolutely. And I love this topic because I get asked this a ton, actually. I'd say first and foremost, a broad ecosystem of individuals, but women who are in leadership positions today, I encourage women to be asking questions inside their enterprise and leading change. Women who are already in leadership roles have the opportunity to affect policy, and they have a voice, and they need to use that voice. So first and foremost, I think that's one very important piece. I think, two, if you are a woman and you're looking to drive change in your organization or in your own life, one of the things, and, you know, I would say the one major thing to look in the mirror is say, don't always feel that you need to have all the answers. There's a lot of data right now around this concept of the confidence gap. A lot of men will ask for a raise or they'll go for a position that they don't necessarily feel that they have all the skills. And what they've found is women wait until they feel confident in that role. And everybody's heard the concept of fake it till you make it, these types of things. And there's a piece of that I believe in. But what I really think the call to action is to not wait, is to have that confidence and ask for the things that you want and stretch yourself. Because women tend not to do those things. And so I think for us to really affect the roles of that women are playing in technology is you need to push for those roles that you feel, whether or not you feel you have the skill set now, you can gain that skill set just like everybody else. So I think those are two major things that I would say, and I give advice a lot to both executives and women who are trying to pave a path here in Silicon Valley.
I couldn't agree with you more. And coming from a different vantage point, when you say fake it till you make it, everybody, what that means, and I'm going to translate that into three specific actions, it means you write down what it is you want to accomplish. I want to be that executive who's the C-suite exec in charge of this area. And then you write the next thing. What are the steps for me to get there? I need this kind of exposure. I need this kind of education or preparation. I need this kind of mentorship or support. And then here's number three, the most important thing, you've got to support yourself from the inside out. That's what fake it till you make it really looks like on the ground. When I say support from the inside out, I really mean having a group. And I did this throughout my career, starting even back in graduate school. I found 8 women who were women of color in the professional schools at the university I went to. I got those 8 women. I called them up and said, hey, come over to my apartment, which was the size of a shoebox. Bring something to eat because none of us had any money to buy extra food. And we shared our food. And the rule was, and this is the important rule, we could only talk in a positive way about how we were going to solve the issues we were facing as the only women of color in our departments and how we could help other women and how we could help one another. So the whole conversation had to be about solution. That's faking it till you make it, because we could have spent our time just kvetching and bellyaching about how awful it was, and we wouldn't have gotten anywhere. So write all that down. You're getting a lot of great advice from Corinne. You know I'm always going to give you good advice as your good love doc, but these are the same steps that work in relationship, everyone. You've got to know what your goal is and get yourself prepared for good love. When we learn better, we do better in any area of our lives. So, Corinne, tell us about the WEN Luncheon, and I am terribly excited because I get to be part of it this year.
Dr. Ray, we're super excited to have you keynote our Women's Innovators Luncheon. I think the group and everybody is really going to be challenged and excited about what you're going to bring and the stories that you're going to tell. And I couldn't, I mean, everything you just said around mentorship and a group is exactly the reason why we started the Women's Innovators Network. This is being held on Tuesday, October 14th at the St. Regis Hotel, again, in conjunction with the largest software conference in the world. And really the focus is around bringing these women together. And I can tell you right now, I've had over the 5 years that I've been running this group, we've had some amazing keynotes attend this event. And one of the things that I love, it's the one event that I put on every year, but I have several women call me weeks later, send me personal emails on Twitter telling me that it is their most favorite event that they attend during that week. And this is women in technology. And not just in technology.
Wow.
These are women from some of the largest Fortune 50 companies globally. And they come and they say, this is, there's never a forum for me to speak to other women around some of the issues that I'm dealing or to share my story. Believe it or not, a lot of these women love coming to these events to share their stories with other leaders or with other women that are trying to build their careers. And there's sometimes inside of organizations not a forum for women to get together to have these types of dialogue. And so that's exactly the reason why we started this group and why it's incredibly popular during next week's activities.
And who are some of the honorees this year? Because each year I know you also honor women who are making their way to the top in the tech field.
Absolutely, and I'm super excited. We have five honorees this year. So we have a woman named Cami Boham from Viridian Energy. We have Aaron Horvath from AmerisourceBergen Drug Corporation. We have Catherine Moore from the Canadian Cancer Society. And we have Ingrid Quimby from Intercontinental Hotel Group. So these are women that are just really leading transformational change in their organizations, working with Blue Wolf to really transform how their organizations really engage with their consumers and leading that from a technology and really management perspective. So super excited to be able to honor these women this year.
That is wonderful. And everybody who's listening, I want you to, whether you're a man or a woman, in any state in your career, we are talking about core steps that will help you to feel more confident and to move forward. And this confidence gap that women have, this is one of the biggest gaps we have to leap over. It's better to take that leap of faith and say, I may not know all the steps that are required, but it is incumbent upon me to take this leap. Is once they get to the other side, I will figure it out, and I'll bring somebody else with me to the other side. Very important. Corinne, we only have a few minutes. What would you like to leave us with?
I would say, in general, I love the fact, Dr. Wade, that you talk about a lot of the emotional aspects of what success means. And that is one thing in particular, I just for all the listeners to think about. There might be a prototype or a stereotype that women in technology and women in business have to be very masculine and these types of stereotypes that I think we all know about. And I think one of the things that we always need to remember is that women bring the emotional and the creativity into the enterprise and into business, and that is also very important. That is the value that we bring to transformation and leadership inside of America and globally. And I just think that's one of the reasons we're so excited to have you speak to our group, because it's okay to focus on yourself and to focus on the emotional aspects, because we are emotional creatures. And I think that's the message I'd like to leave to the group.
Wow. Well, I'm going to back you up on that, Corinne, because it's a great message. Most people don't know that organizations with more women leaders are more successful financially. They have higher morale. There's more motivation and more cooperation. I actually have a little formula I call the four C's, and you mentioned one of the C's. Women bring more creativity, more willingness to cooperate, more willingness to collaborate, and certainly women also bring that essential element of, I'm going to assist the next person to move forward. And that
right.
is just, it's vitally important. So Corinne Sklar, so excited to be part of your Women Innovators Network luncheon next week. And every woman has a capacity to be an innovator wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Bring that feminine power and ask yourself, how can I bring what makes me uniquely feminine? And there are many definitions of feminine power. There's not just one. What can I bring to what I'm doing? Because that's our secret weapon, women, and that's vitally important at home, in the workplace, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. So I will be with you again next week. Want to say special thanks to Corinne Sklar of Blue Wolf. And you can connect with her at bluewolf.com. She's got a number of blogs. There's one at bluewolf.com. She's got how to work with your digital media marketing officer. She's got chiefexecutive.net. And September 10th, 2012. That sounds pretty interesting. Got to find out what happened on September 10th, 2012, Corinne. All right, everyone. Until next week, thank you to our brilliant executive producer, Mr. LeGrand Green, our associate producer, Cliff Dunning, equally brilliant, of course. And special thanks to all of you for being part of our Good Love community. And remember, it's love, money, and save us. Save us means give selfless service, everyone. And if you would like the opportunity to have a free class, hit me back at Dr. Brenda Wade on Facebook, Twitter, or drbrendawade.com. We've got a free class waiting for you on breaking through your patterns that block you in love and success. All right, everyone. Blessings, lots of love until next week.